I remember someone said to me once, like, love shouldn't be hard work. Like, it should be like innate in you. It's like, are you crazy? Like, for me, my relationship with you is the most important thing in my life, in my world. And so why wouldn't I put most of my energy into that? So this is from Rob Howes from Howes Life Network.
Indeed. We know Rob. What's up, Rob? How we doing, homie?
How do you stay balanced? Working together, living together, eating together, everything together. LOL.
You want me to go or you want to go?
I guess I'll go and then you can break it down. So A, we don't seek balance. I love the Lisa Nichols quote. We don't seek balance, we seek harmony.
Nice.
I love that.
Shout out to Lisa Nichols.
Yeah, Lisa Nichols is awesome. And we've done it over time. So, you know, when we first met and we were boyfriend and girlfriend, you had hired me, you were still my boss. Mm. So really even in dating, our dynamic was kind of very clear from, you know, how our working relationship goes. And then it kind of comes back down to communication again. I hate to keep using it, but it's true. It's, you know, you see things in a very different way that I do when it comes to work and personal. I like to separate. Like, I need you as my husband right now. And so this is what I need as a husband. I need you to say, baby, it's going to be okay. Your arm around me. I don't need you. I don't want you to be the business partner right now where you're like, come on, you can do it. Like, you can't let this hold you back. And so I've now become very vocal in saying to you, like, I need this part of you right now because I'm emotional or something like that. And again, communicating with you because your instinct is to motivate, right? Even if I'm feeling like emotionally raw, you'd be like, nope, you can do it. Don't let this stop you. But that's how you work. And so communicating with each other and knowing this is what I need to tell you because you're not a mind reader. And that's one thing I will say, you know, just keep repeating in as many episodes as we do is the other person isn't a mind reader, right? They don't know what you're feeling. They don't know what you need. And you can guess, but how many times are you actually going to get it right? And don't let, like, why wait for the other person to guess? Like, just be honest and be sincere. And so, you know, that's how I handle it. I say, this is what I need from my husband right now. So that's where we find the work personal balance. And then eating, I'm very particular, so I like to sit down.
So true.
I like to sit down. I like to have my husband's attention. I like to be at a table.
And?
The food needs to be nice and hot.
And? It's so funny that
there needs to be music on.
There's one thing, even Wookiee knows, there's one thing that is so important to you that took me years to realize because it is so foreign to me and just it is something that I accept about you without actually understanding it. And that's so funny because we have talked about this more times than you can imagine. And as soon as I say the words, she's going to be like, oh yeah, of course, we have to chew at the same time.
The funny thing is, we won't get derailed on this because I think it's a really important answer that I really want to hear. But when you sit down to eat, you eat together. Like, it doesn't mean you sit down and keep the other person company.
Yeah.
So, you know, as you can see, we actually disagree on this subject. But he knows it's important to me, even though you think it's ridiculous, that we are actually chewing together.
Yes.
So again, just vocalizing that to each other. Like, babe, it's important to me that we're not on the sofa. Why? I don't know. It feels more casual. It doesn't feel like I've got your attention. So I really want to sit at the table. You know, or you say, look, I've got a lot of work to do. I don't have time to eat dinner with you. And so again, you're just very vocal about it. Like, I don't have time. I, you know, or if it was a day that was important to me, we'd try and figure it out. Like, I can't eat three meals a day with you. So which one do you want to do? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner? And then I'll go, oh, okay, I really want to eat dinner with you. Like, all right, cool. So I'm going to block out that time and then figure it out. But yeah, just really kind of communicating.
All right, so I'm going to try and rock through some tactics. That was a wonderfully emotional sort of answer. And now I want to pick up where that left off and just be hyper tactical. So like she said, we're not really focused on balance. So our life is a total mishmash of all the different things that we do. We try to, what are the actual tactics that we use? always vocalize your motivations, even when they're petty. So that's how we got to chewing at the same time. Like, cause I literally couldn't understand what was happening. Cause occupying the same space to me is the same as eating together. But realizing that actually chewing at the same time is how you
define
it. Because
I'd be eating and you'd be like in the kitchen or vice versa. And you'd be like, but I'm right here.
Or even just sitting with you. And let's say that if my food is ready first, then I would just sit at the table and eat while you finish the last few bits of your preparation, not thinking like that was a problem, because I'm thinking in my head, I've got more stuff to do, whatever. So I'm just trying to be efficient. I'm going to have to sit down and write these tactics down, because I have this feeling there's all these things we do and I'm not able to articulate them right now. How do we find balance? Yes.
I think, like you said, voicing the motivation and not worrying if...
give me some other like tactics that we use.
Brutal honesty. I keep coming back to that.
Yeah, I don't want to float in the nebulous.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Man, I am failing everybody right now, and this is the final question. I'm really going to have to stop.
Well, don't give somebody the gift that you want. Find out what they actually want.
Yeah, so this is our Armageddon example.
It is.
If you like the movie Armageddon, don't give it to your partner for Christmas.
That wasn't us, though.
Wasn't us, in fairness. But we
know who you are.
Yes. We do use that example a lot.
Where the guy gave the girl Armageddon for her birthday.
Because it's a gift he would want to receive. So anyway, talk about your motivations. You have to be able to externalize those. Make sure that you're carving out time for the two of you. Make sure that you know what's important to the other person so that you can deliver on that. And these are all things. Oh, here we go. Define terms. You have to define terms. So that's something that we've done very, very effectively. Because you may be like, we would find this. I would say, hey, that's really important to me. And maybe that didn't carry like a lot of weight with you because that's not the word that you would use. So we finally sat down and said, all right, if I say that something is important, then you need to drop everything you're doing and pay attention. We used to do that with a phone call when we weren't working in the same space. If you call me twice, I can ignore it. But if you call me a third time, even if I'm in a meeting with the president, I'm going to stop what I'm doing and I'm going to take that.
And I only ever called you three times once,
which is a whole other amazing story.
But that's not taking advantage of those rules, right? Because even the word important,
yep, and that's another one.
We use it maybe three times a year.
Got to be
smearing. Because you both put that weight on that word. But then if someone just uses it like every week, then now you've removed the importance of the word important.
Yeah, literally. And so not being abusive of your rules is super, super critical. Yeah, I should, like I did with the 25 bullet points, I should go through and write down all of our relationship strategies.
Yeah, comment below, guys, if you want to see something like that.
Yeah, that would be interesting. It would also just be nice to make those wonderfully concrete.
And some people in relationships almost don't want to do those concrete tactics because it almost feels like they're removing the romance from it. Mm. But if anything, I think that's heightened our romance because there's no emotional... resentment, you're not holding on to anything, like we try to really like flow on that same page.
People die by vagaries. So once you get really specific, once you know the tactics, it's like people want love to, I wrote an article about this. We should link to it. People want things like love and anything that's beautiful in their life to be effortless. It just doesn't work like that. And so, you know, the reading Joseph Campbell's The Power Myth and realizing the importance of ritual, realizing that ritual needs to be imbued with like a lot of weight. Those are like things like that to transition into a relationship that it's not a Facebook status update. Like it's got to be way deeper than that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really doing things to demarcate in your own mind the difference between with somebody, without somebody, like what those mean, like creating that emotional space, the intensity, all of that, like it needs to be regimented. It needs to be very clear, very bright lines. That's another thing in relationship, bright lines. You know, when do you spend time together? When do you not spend time together? When you've got work to do, like literally talking about those things. So Lisa knows about me that she could ask me to give up anything and I would give it up in a heartbeat, except my ambition. It's the one thing that's off limits because it would stop me from being me. Mm-hmm. And so I wouldn't be able to function in a relationship without that. And that's something that we talked about. So just really defining all of those things, like making sure that the playbook of a relationship is not guessing, set somebody up for success, not failure. So for instance, if there's something that I want for my birthday, I need to tell you exactly what that is. So if I want to go out for dinner, if I want to go away for the weekend, if I want you to cook for me, whatever, like I need to just tell you instead of expecting you to guess. Things like that go a long way. It's what we call giving the keys to the kingdom, which is tell somebody exactly how to cheer you up if you're in a bad mood, what you want for your birthday, what words mean.
What it's makes like, you feel loved, feel considered.
Very wise, my dear. Very well said.
Yeah.
Cool.
And oh, one more thing.
Yeah, please.
And it's going to be quick, but just, yeah, I remember someone said to me once, like, love shouldn't be hard work. Like, it should be like innate in you. It's like, are you crazy? Like, for me, my relationship with you is the most important thing in my life, in my world. And so why wouldn't I put most of my energy into that?
Yeah, to leave it to happenstance just doesn't make sense.
But like if you wanted to be successful, you'd have to work hard of it at your job or your career or whatever. So it's like to not think of relationships like that.
Yep.
It's crazy to me.